I forgot this on the Christmas Eve special. So we'll put it on the Christmas Day special. Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. My brother said something that I fucking cried in the backseat. I was laughing so hard. He starts out the sentence so genuinely. And he's like, you know, my girlfriend gets mad at me all the time for not paying attention. But, you know, she gotta understand. Well, no, that's not what he said. He said she gotta sympathize. She's gotta be sympathetic. Yeah. She's gotta be sympathetic. Like, she'll start talking, and I wanna pay attention, but then my brain is just like, mac and cheese. What's in it? What are the ingredients? What do I have in the kitchen? What is she talking about? Bro, I fucking crying in the back seat, crying. Because I'm like, dude, I do the same shit. Like, it's not about mac and cheese. But, you know, it's a similar venture. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then he starts telling me a story, right? He's like, yo, did you hear about this scandal with artificial inseminations? I'm like, scandal? Oh, no. What is this about? And I'm like, some doctor is like took the samples out and used his own sperm to replace the donors, whatever. I'm like, oh, my God, that's fucking terrible. I'm thinking he's talking about something that happened around here. And he goes, dude, I learned so much in the Joe Rogan podcast. And she, oh, I wish I should have pulled my motherfucking phone out, bro. Her face dropped. It dropped. She was like, no, say it ain't so. He didn't just say Joe Rogan. Oh, my God. They are related. They do the same thing. Oh, and then we both laugh and we sound sort of similar. Oh, so it's fucking ridiculous. Oh, man. Very funny. That was motherfucking hilarious. Holy shit. Oh, the other thing that... my other favorite line.
I like where he tried to use the airbag thing. Again. I'm like, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I heard this story.
I heard this one. At least four fucking times.
Yeah, well,
you ain't getting me. You already got him, but you ain't getting me, fucker.
Well, we're on the way to drop his son off, right?
Oh, when he tells Xander to go left or straight?
No, it was before that. When Xander wanted to do something on his phone, and my brother was like, so serious, he just goes, no, bro. What we're doing, I'm bringing you back to the house right now so I can lock you in a room for the remainder of the evening. Like, what?
Because you're a liar whenever he goes. He goes, I know where the hell we are.
Yeah, he goes, you're... you're not going
to He asked him again. He goes, no, bro, we're on a mission to get gas or something.
Oh, yeah. We gotta find, because he wanted to find Pokemon. He's like, no, we gotta find the secret gas. Otherwise, we're gonna break down. Dude, we get in the car.
He goes, I gotta get gas.
Yeah, I have to get gas. And then, for some reason, we jump on the parkway.
Somehow we got on the parkway.
Yeah, and us two jerk-offs are so fucked up on ourselves, we're not even realizing where we're going, right? And then we're going down the parkway, and all of a sudden, he leans into the steering wheel, and he goes, oh, fuck, I forgot to get gas. I hate me. It's like, dude, I'm crying, dude. I fucking can't. Oh, shit. I love it, dude. very funny. Because it makes me feel better, like, or at least now I know I'm not the only one. Like, he was like, dude, I left the house 8 times today and still forgot shit. Dude, I know. I do it every time I leave. Every time I leave, I come back like a minimum of 3 times because I'll forget. I forgot my sunglasses. Come back in. Oh, shit. I forgot a lighter. Then I go to walk halfway down the thing and I realize I don't have my wallet or some other important item that I need. So I have to turn around.
You're walking down the stairs of the apartment and your headphones are going out.
Oh, yeah. Then I realize, fuck, I left the phone upstairs. That's so annoying, dude.
Or you fucking put the phone down to pick the wallet up, but you don't pick the phone back up.
Yep. I'm famous for that one, too. Go in to grab the thing you forgot and put something else down. Oh, I'm the king of that shit. I'm the king of that shit. It's the worst. So I have no idea what Christmas Day is going to bring us. Other than our 3 little savages that are going to be here. Hopefully they enjoy their gifts. We're going to see. But because technically, it's still Christmas Eve. I'll pause this shit and we will resume at some point on Christmas Day. Yes? And then we still have a New Year's Eve show we gotta do. Well, I don't know though, man. We'll figure that out. What is happening right now?
England declared that any Englishman can have first go at a Scottish lady.
That's disgust. Yeah, bite that motherfucker's face off. Hell yeah. Fuck you, clown. Bro, fuck them. Hell yeah. Come on, bro. Get in there, Hercules. Bust up that man. Ugh. This gotta taste so bad. She got some guy's cheek in her fucking mouth. They killed Kenny. You bastards. Ooh. He just kicked that guy right in the mouth. Unfortunately, all the other ones are now lost. They gone. They ain't coming back. But I mean, when they give you a card, right, and it's a picture of the family on it, I don't do that. So, like, I feel weird not giving one back to them, right? Because she was like, it's just a card. Okay, that's cool. Right, like, we did not discuss exchanging things, so I was not expecting nothing from you, right? So, I mean, but I don't have a card to give back to you. What is... Oh, no. Bro. That's such a waste of fucking weed, man. Bro, I don't like those videos, dude. They bother me. The guys with the smoke guns, whatever. You see this fucking Momo in a tent the other day? They stick you in this hot box tent thing. And you sit in there and they fill the whole fucking thing with smoke. And when you get out of it, like, your eyes are completely bloodshot. You can't even breathe. I think that's whack. I think that's whack. And that's the reason why they want to keep this shit illegal. And that's the reason why they fight against it. Because motherfuckers are stupid. But then again, it doesn't matter. People are going to do what they want to do. Whether it's legal or not legal. It just makes it harder for the rest of us regular fucking jamokes that don't do wild shit like that. Right? Like, I'm not... My doctor fucking yells at me, dude. That's cool. Bro, you know what I saw yesterday on the TV? They had the music channel going and that shit like puts like it, did you know this or whatever? So I read that shit. Well, I'm not talking to nobody, right? So I'll read. I'll get my snap of facts from some fucking place. The thing said, fuck. Now I forget the amount of time. It was something crazy though. I think it was like it took them 6 months, something like that, to get like 70 seconds worth of Nightmare Before Christmas. Something fucking ridiculous like that. And I was like, oh, shit. That's such a cool... Hold on, let me see again. Wow, that cover is so whack, right? Man.
Are they really going to come out with a Gremlins 3?
Wait, no, hold on. I thought that was a movie already. That's not... No. Shut your fucking mouth. Let me see again. I'm sorry.
Gremlins 3 is coming soon.
Uh-huh. No, it's not. No, it's not. Shut up.
Off the sequel, a sequel to Gremlins.
Uh-huh.
1984.
Yes! About cute... Here, let me see. Oh, we get a breakdown? This is what they describe. All right, here you ready for the description of the Gremlins? Cute little creatures that transform into uncontrollable monsters. That doesn't sound cool at all, dude. You make that sound whack as shit. Like, bro, listen, there's a guy, there's a thing, dude. That shit's all the way up, babe. Like, I don't understand what happened. Yeah. You want me to turn the fan off?
Did you break?
Maybe. Sucks. All right, hold on. I gotta open this thing.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Keep hurting my bowl.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's hot.
Yeah, right. It. Oh, no. Never mind. That says IMAX. I thought it said HBO Max first. I looked at it real quick and thought it was HBO. That's why I said, hold the fuck on. Hold the fuck on. I ain't clicking no link, but you know what? I hope... Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. That's all I have to say to you is don't fuck it up. Did you watch the first two? Did you watch the first two? Pay attention. Now don't fuck it up.
The second one was kind of stupid.
There's things I love, though. I know. There's things I love, though. The girl one kills me, dude. The best. The fucking best. The old man vampire trying to do the show and they're fucking him up. I know it's hacky, but I love it still. I love it still. Uh-oh. I lost it, the grinder, man. Hold on, don't fuck around. I really did.
What?
I lost the grinder. What did I do with it? I just...
It's on the floor, babe. Next to my black shoe.
Hold on.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna say, why the fuck would it be all the way over there? Because I dropped it. I forgot. Don't do drugs. As I say that, as I'm about to do something. But this is just marijuana. The devil's lettuce. The ganja. The green. The sticky icky. I'm starting to run out of fucking things to call it, dude. You know.
That's terrible.
Yo, that's awful. That's funny though. Good for her, man. That's crazy.
I didn't know Brittany Murphy did
Charlie the voice Murphy.
Of Harley Quinn in 2000s.
Who's that? What else does she do? Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy played in Clueless. We just watched that the other night.
I thought that was Silver. I thought that was Silverstone.
Yeah,
that.
She's in it too.
Oh, she wasn't Brittany a blonde in that movie.
No, she was the curly bro. Oh. She was the one that liked the skater kid.
Okay, all right. That makes more sense now. Never mind. I'm dumb. I don't know what the fuck goes on.
I didn't know she did the voice of Harley Quinn.
Me neither. You learn something new every day.
Merry Christmas. Merry freaking Christmas.
You filthy animals.
From the Gallaghers and Milkoviches.
Ugh. Ugh. The fucking Gallaghers. Are they all dead? Like, we don't know. They're a wild bunch, them people. Bro, hold on. Just because a movie has snow in it does not make it a Christmas movie, lady. Now you're stretching.
It does have Christmas in it. They call it Winter Solstice or something.
Okay, but I was going to say, just because it got snow does not mean it's Christmas, dog. That's like saying because it's a campfire in a movie is a Halloween movie. That's outrageous. You wouldn't say such a thing. Oh, Lord. You know what? I'm just going to throw the rest of this tiny-ass bud in here, man. There ain't no reason. What are we doing with this? We going to save this for what? Where are we going? I don't know. Maybe. No, fuck that. Throw it in. Fuck it. Forget it. Bro, I've never seen weed packaged this small anywhere in my life.
Any more seeds, sir?
No.
So we got...
We got a seed. For the animal mince cake, which is fucking sick. I love that. Can't wait. Gotta figure out what I'm doing. But we gotta wait for the fucking government to give us the green light, goddammit. Give me the green light.
What the fuck's the point of following?
So they could be all up in the biz. They want to see my pretty face. My pretty toothless fucking face they want to see.
Like, what do you care? What do you honestly fucking care for?
I think deep down they love you. They really just don't. They want to be all in the business because you know why? I'm going to tell you why. For real?
Instead of worrying about their own lives, they rather worry about mine.
Because they compare themselves to you. That's why. People do it to me all the time. For what? Live your own life. Don't look at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? Don't worry about me. Unless you want to take the good shit that I do and try to mimic that, but that's about it. Other than that, I wouldn't suggest it. I don't know if I mentioned this already, don't do drugs, but this is Pucker Up right here. Triangle something and Lemon G mixed together.
Watch, so next she's going to follow the podcast? Instagram?
That'd be fucking hilarious if she does. Then I got to start.
They already started, remember they started following you on Facebook?
Yeah, but that's...
Friend request you. Went out of their way to friend request you.
Yeah, and then I deleted her, right?
Yeah, because, whatchamacallit. Because they started complaining about your rants that you were doing at the apartment. Not here.
Yeah, bro, why are you looking at my... Oh, first of all, that's my old shit. Secondly, this is America.
No, she friend requested you in the midst of all fuckery.
That's right. And I said, oh, that's right, because I remember saying, well, you want a show, I'll give you a fucking show. You will be entertained. You might be offended. You might laugh. You may cry. You could leave disgusted. But I promise you, you will leave with a different feeling than the one that you came with. So, Yo, this is the smallest bag of weed I've ever. This brings me back. I'm not complaining. I'm just surprised. Like, this looks like an old school nickel bag. It really, I can't imagine how much it actually cost. But I swear to God, it looked like an old school nickel bag, dude. I would have took pictures of it, but honestly, I've been arrested before, you know what I'm saying? I don't need Instagram, you know, sending the fuzz on me because I'm posting up bagged up weed like I'm selling it. I don't need that headache. You know what I'm saying? So I just posted the descriptions of the buds instead, along with the King Palms that they came with, because Secret Santa wasn't fucking around this year. Came correct, bro. Animal mince cake and some pucker up. But honestly, all right, you know, we do the fucking reviews out here. We didn't smoke this pucker up yesterday. Right now is the first time that we're having it. And unfortunately, between last night and this morning, I lost my sense of smell fucking completely. I don't, and I can't taste nothing, which is fucking awesome. But she says, the devil says that this shit taste, what do you say it tastes like?
Oh, the Bermuda Triangle. That's what I said it tastes like.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said triangle.
Yeah. Me were busting balls. No, but she says she don't like the way that it tastes. I mean, bro, I can't taste it, but if this makes sense, I could feel the taste on my tongue. Because there's like a heavy, the smoke of this shit is heavy. Like, I can't taste it, but I can feel that there's something that's, the dankiness. Yes, there it is. The dankiness of the flavor. I could feel it, bro. I'm a whack job, dude. But for real, you can. It's like leaves a little fucking little blanket.
She was laughing at me last night. I was telling her about you and PJ in the car. She's like, yeah. They're the same.
Well, you had to figure that out the hard way.
Like, you didn't tell me, you didn't warn me, you didn't do nothing. But we figured out that. She was laughing like that.
That is pretty rough.
Spaz me out. I'll never sit in the front seat with that motherfucker ever again.
That's funny. Yeah. He's a trip. Really, so that's what it's like to hang out with me? Okay.
Thank God you don't drive.
I'm all right. Well, that's terrible. But no, if you think I'm neurotic now, you wouldn't want to see me behind the fucking wheel, bro. I'm a nightmare. You know, the only thing I'm good for, I'm good for, like, parkway driving. You know, turnpike, like, long drives, that's me. This inner city shit, no bueno. That's why I couldn't. One, I don't have the patience. I'd be in a road rage incident like every 5 minutes, bro. That, and I also, here's why I don't drive for real, is I don't think my reaction skills are going to be fast enough for me to avoid some shit. So I'm going to get whacked, of course. It's going to happen.
I'm not having it.
I'm not having it. Because, you know, I'm not quick enough, you know? By the time I go, oh shit, you're done already. It's too late. Impact. You know, brace for impact, motherfucker, is happening. I would like to drive. I enjoy driving. I've done it before. I'm not a fucking crazy person. You know, I'm not all on the phone. I'm not fucking with the radio. Looking at you, mom. You see this fucking lady drive? No, right? Never. You ever been in a car by her?
Your mom?
Yeah.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No matter what she says to you, don't get in that car.
She says she's horrible.
Yeah. She's arguably the worst driver I've ever been in the car.
It's tiny.
Yeah. That's that, Well, no, did you think the triangle mince was piney? No, right?
Yeah.
You did? Because I don't remember it. So So, you know what? Maybe that is the triangle is piney. I don't like piney, but to be fair, the animal mint...
Tastes like I'm smoking a pine cone. A pine tree.
Yeah.
Pine tree, pine cone.
Pine, same difference. I hate that shit. So, all right, we got to...
Is your really broke?
I guess so. We got a hit and a miss. Animal mint cake, 100%. I'm down with that. That shit came on strong too yesterday. I was watching the Cowboys Dolphins game, and I packed a bowl of that shit after we got home. I don't know if it was the edible that I got yesterday.
I don't know if it was the dab we did yesterday or what. My eyeballs were burning,
bro. Oh, burning. So bad. Burning. So bad.
I want to go to sleep, but it's too early.
Oh, dude. I wanted to go to bed so bad. I was so excited. When it, like, I was like, all I got to do is make it to 10 o'clock. That's all I got to do is make it to 10 o'clock. I did it. It was close. It had to be close.
You were fucking out.
Bro, hold on. What the fuck, Denver? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
All I kept hearing was, go!
The fucking Patriots came back and won.
I know.
Motherfucker. Denver, you had one job. One job and you blew it. You know what? I gotta say, people think Russell Wilson is the fucking problem. I think the coaching in Denver could be the fucking problem. Sean Payton with your attitude guy. You know, I don't think it's just Russell Wilson, dude. I think Russell Wilson is a decent quarterback. He's older now, so he's not going to be as fast as he was before, but still good. However, the fact that you guys are getting delayed game calls, like you have to call timeouts when there's 1 second left on the fucking play clock before you have to call it, dude, that's such a waste. Bad time management. Bad time management. The fact that you let the fucking Patriots, as horrible as they have played, to come back and beat you. And don't get me started on my motherfucking New York Jets. Letting these Washington Commanders come back. It's 27-7 the whole fucking game. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I look down at my phone and it's 28-30. I'm like, what the fuck? I was listening to the game in the car. So, you know, I didn't catch all of it. Like I said, it was 27-7. I had a conversation. I looked down, and now it's fucking not anymore. What's going on? Holy shit. Oh, man. I didn't watch that game. I listened to it. It sounded like they had a decent first half, but if you pay attention to the commentators on ESPN, which I like those I like those dudes. What I like about those guys, if I can make an argument for Jets Radio on ESPN and why you should listen to it, you're like, bro, we don't...
It's on the tunnel, Rufus, right?
What's
that, Rufus?
Hold on, I think... Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Rufus.
Rufus, you met Rufus yesterday. You like Rufus? I love Rufus. Rufus and Raya, whatever her fucking name is. They're Australian shepherds and they're the shit. But, you know, Raya, whatever her fucking name is a puppy. So she's still very bitey and jumpy. But, you know, she'll come out of that. She'll come out of that. But, I mean, Australian shepherds are excited dogs. They jump on you and fucking just, I want to lick your face and eat you. Oh, my God. They love that shit. That's what they're all about. You know, I guess in their nature, man. They're nurturing dogs because they're herders, yeah? They take care of things. That's what it is. But, you know, I forgot what I was fucking talking about now. Damn it. Went off on too many things. My mom's a bad driver. Covered that. And that's not personal, bro. It's just a fact. Some people can't drive for shit. You know who else was a bad driver? My grandmother was a bad driver. You know why she was a bad driver? Because she was the opposite. This lady would go 40 in a fucking 60, bro. She literally got pulled over one time because she was going too slow. The cop pulled her over and was like, do you know how fast you were going? She's like, I know I wasn't going over the speed limit. That's the problem, ma'am. You're not even going the speed limit. Don't rush me. I'll go as fast or as slow as I need to go. Like, bro, that's not how the road works, honey. But she didn't give a fuck. She didn't give a fuck, bro. You just...
My girl was a... Mom's mom was a speed fucking demon.
Yeah.
You know when you're going past Pellets in Friel?
Yeah.
You know how there's the on-ramp now so that you got to go where the pit stop used to be. So she took that going like 50 miles an
hour.
Fuck off.
She must have caught air with that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, bro.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
You're out of your mind.
Don't tell me how to drive. All right. We're going down Clifton Ave or something. And on Debbie Street, you got to cross over. Now, we have a stop sign. Bitch, you just blew through that like it was nothing. Like it wasn't even there. Like you haven't gone here 100 fucking times.
Yeah, shit.
Grimmy just blew that punch. Oh, I didn't see it. No, we're here. Yeah, you did. That stop sign's right there. You can't tell me. I fucking know that stop sign's there.
Bro, that's wild. Man. She's bad though, dude. Like, but she's always been bad though.
My mom, we had to take her fucking... She has her license, but we had to take her car keys. She sideswiped fucking 3 cars.
I'm trying to think who else is like a really... Like a bad enough driver to mention it. Because like, you gotta be pretty bad, dude. I mean, I keep thinking about this one time I was in the car with this guy. He was like, yo, you want to go for a ride? I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. Fucking, you know. I'm thinking, go for a ride means I got to go in around the corner and grab something or whatever, right? That's what that means to me. I don't ask questions because I'm a fucking moron, right? It's like, get in the car. The guy goes, all right, we're going to go for a ride, man. I don't like when somebody says ride, the way they do it like that, because that's how he said it. And he had a big, creepy smile on his face when he said it, too. I said, but fuck you mean, man. I felt like I just walked into training day. I'm like, I'm Ethan Hawke in training day real quick, dude. I didn't smoke that shit, but you did. You did. How it feel to be wet, right? It's like, it feels like that shit, dude. Oh yeah, how's your dick feel? That's my how's it feel to be wet, bro? How's your dick feel? Feels just fine. And why are you asking? Why are you asking about my dick, bro? Do you really want to tip somebody off that you dosed them? Ask them questions about their penis, man. That 1000% will do it. Wait. Start again. I want to hear it from the beginning.
She contrasted her new relationship to a private romance where you go to an extreme amount of effort to make sure no one knows that you're seeing someone.
Who's that? That's... Bro, they didn't do a good job. If you call that private, you need work on your PI skills, man. Taylor's relationship is not private, and frankly, I'm tired of hearing about it, Scarlett. God damn. Fuck, dude. Good for you. Fuck as many football players as you want. What I would like you not to do is make a spectacle out of a fucking sport that I enjoy actually watching, because it's the one fucking time I can turn the television on, and the only thing that matters is the fucking ball on the field, lady. That's it. And now you're fucking that up by bringing your nonsense.
Yeah, I have one for you.
You're bringing your nonsense into my world, man.
Ready?
Yeah.
Get ready to eat like the kaiju next year thanks to the Godzilla cookbook.
Godzilla cookbook? I already don't have a gallbladder, man. I can't have nothing in that book, I'll guarantee you. What's in the book? One recipe I want. Just one. Let me give you one example of a fucking recipe out of this goddamn thing. Bro, what the fuck does... What would a Godzilla even eat? Phone booths? Like, what are we...
Trains?
Yeah, trains, planes, and automobiles? What are we doing, bro? Are you fucking serious, bro? Brick Gardens wants $17.20 $17,000.
For what?
For a fucking apartment. $17,000. You are out of your... Yeah, this is what I say to them. I give them a fucking Grinch finger. That post has never been more properly placed somewhere than right underneath this $17,000. I can't believe it. I'm going to keep saying it. I can't believe it. That's not a year in time I'm talking about. That's a one-month rent payment. 1,720 pesos, motherfucker. That's crazy. I don't know how much a peso is, you know. It doesn't matter. Because that's a lot of fucking moolah there. Jesus. I'm surprised they can even post this with kids eating fucking Tide Pods. Last minute Christmas present idea. Wrap your face up for a loved one to open because your smile is the greatest gift of all. You know, some fucking idiot that needs Pop-Tart directions is going to be doing that. I'll fucking wrap myself up. And now you're dead, bro. And now you're dead. That is not my wife. You gotta stop saying that. The annulment is here. The annulment is here. It has begun. Fuck that, dude. I've heard rumors. The mill is spinning, motherfucker. They spinning. Sorry, Chris. I'm sorry, buddy. I keep taking your fucking material and using it for nefarious purposes. Whatever the fucking word is. Mischievous reasons I'm taking your shit. That's awful. Oh, no. This motherfucker thinks he's a farmer. This guy thinks he's a farmer because he tried to fucking plant seeds everywhere, dude. You're fucking gross, bro. You're fucking gross, dude. You need help, man. Yo, can you really get gift cards for BetterHelp? You can, right? I heard that right on Joey Diaz podcast the other day. I swear to God, I should do that shit. I should do that shit. I should get him a 23andMe, and I should get her a gift card to BetterHelp for Christmas. That's what I should do for them, because I'm a nice guy like that. Oh, fuck. Could you imagine, dude, if you wore a fur coat out in the woods and then you got raped by a fucking bear? How you say no to a bear? You fuck can't, bro. They're going to take that shit. As Leonardo DiCaprio, he knows, dude. You seen that fucking stupid movie? I never watched it. Everybody made a big deal about him getting fucked by a bear, and I decided in that moment that whatever led up to that, I don't need to see it. I like Leonardo DiCaprio and things. I don't need to see him do that, man. You know? I'll be good. I'll just turn on something else that he's fucking in. I can't think of a single role that guy plays in right now. I'd rather watch Wolf of Wall Street again, you know, and wait for the fucking cerebral palsy punchline at the fucking payphone, you know. Or I'd rather watch Leo blow coke up a hooker's ass to get fucked by a bear. That's an actual fact, dude, about me. I don't know what that says about me as a human being, but at least they're both consented adults. That's very stupid. I'm sorry. That's very dumb. Ugh. I shared a post the other day, dude. It says, sometimes I say a joke and I make myself, and we both laugh. I tell myself a joke and we both laugh, something like that. I don't know. It's true, though. I'm a hack. What do you want from me? I laugh at my own shit. Seinfeld would hate me. He can't stand that. Here's a fun comedy fact for you. Seinfeld hates it. When comedians are on stage and they laugh at their own bits, he thinks that's the fucking worst. He's like, bro, there's no way that you're so fucking funny that you can make yourself laugh and think you look good. He thinks that shit is unprofessional and whack, apparently. All right, I'm waiting until like 9:30 to text my mom back because it's a little early to be having conversation. I'm not really down. I'm not a human being yet. You know, I'm forming. I'm getting there. I mean, I've done things already. The dog's been out, fed, watered, the whole thing. I did all that, you know. Kitchen's done. I've done things. I'm just not prepared for a conversation. I'm warming. This is my vocal warming, what I'm doing right now. This is what it sounds like. Oh, and she calls me just as I say it. Oh, now I have to pick it up. God damn it. Oh, come on. Pause this.
You dropped it. I was like, my fucking... Bro, he was like 3 years old, bro.
It didn't drop. Nobody hit it. Nothing was spilled.
I was like, it was not like the other... I said it didn't start running like the other one that...
Yeah.
Now that one, yeah, we did knock over.
Yeah.
That one was constantly knocked over. All
right. I gotta show you something. You're gonna fucking die when you see this. You're not ready. You're not ready.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Here you go. This is possibly the fucking best thumbnail that's ever been created in existence.
Shut your lying mouth up. Send that to me. I'm gonna send it to your wife.
Oh my god.
Oh, I told her I'd send you a picture of the fucking of your shirt, but it's dirty in the laundry.
Yeah.
The thing, right?
I know where it is, yeah. It's on top of the hamper. It hasn't gone in yet.
I like to it's nice to know that they didn't wash the cup out because my soup's still in here.
What? That's nasty, bro. I didn't look at it. Ew. Yo, you're an animal to still drink that. I would have dumped that whole shit and cried a little and then made a new cup. Ugh.
You didn't put enough sugar in here.
What are you talking about? I put fucking 7 scoops of sugar in there.
You need to mix it. Something ain't right in here.
Bro, because you got soup in your tea. What do you mean something ain't right?
Your brother's a real spaz sometimes, I swear. Do you want to know how fast he said to me, you do mushrooms? It was like I didn't even hear it. Swear to God. What? What? No. 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 No.
Hey, you're ready to go give me some?
No, because he had the mushrooms in his hand already. I'm like, he's like, I'm making mushroom tea with this. So I'm like, all right, now, I'm betting $100 you ain't getting fucking Kevin to eat, drink, no fucking mushroom tea.
No, bro.
That motherfucker's going to drink it and then puke it all up and cry on the floor in fetal position because he just, why'd I do that?
Yeah, nope. What I will do is
so
I
So then we got in the car, he's like, oh, so why don't you do mushrooms? I'm like, but I do mushrooms, but I didn't. I wasn't catching what she was saying inside.
Yeah, not like you. Not like you do. He's a fucking wild man.
Oh. What about what fucking Baby Ball said about your wife? Oh, she eats them like potato chips.
She does.
She does, though.
That shit's disgusting, bro. Like, I don't understand it. I wish they didn't bother me like that, but the fucking taste is just so bad. I don't know how you can chew. She chews them like they taste good. Like,
they taste good.
They don't, though. Like, fuck that, bro. You know what I do?
I'll get a slice of pizza and put them on there.
Why would you want to ruin a slice of pizza like that? I don't. A perfectly good.
Because then
good...
I won't be hungry later on.
Bro, the last thing I want to do on mushrooms is eat. Although I do find it kind of.
Yeah, but I'm eating the pizza.
I know, before it kicks in, so you're not going to starve later. It makes sense. I get it. I'm just so neurotic about throwing up, I'd rather just, you know, fast, you know. And that's it.
So, New Year's Eve, we won't have them.
So, they're going back on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is Sunday.
So, they go back Sunday and come back Monday?
No. Today's Monday, babe.
Oh, wait. All right, I'm so confused.
Look,
help me
I'll show
understand.
You
how
they got it.
Please.
Today, I get them
that's
today.
Okay.
And get them for the whole week. But it's my weekend anyway. So I have to drop them off New Year's Eve. So he gets them New Year's Eve at 12.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, on Sunday. So then New Year's Eve night, we don't have nobody. And New Year's Day.
Okay, well then that's when...
But then he's stuck with them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday they go back. So Monday and Tuesday, he has them. Now, Dad asked me the other fucking day, why is it that I get them every time that there's a school vacation? Because I don't have them all the time. I said, I get these vacations, they get a week off of school after for summer break, and then they go to fucking then they go to summer school. So, like, basically all these weeks add up to, like, summer. Because you got spring break, fall break, and winter break. And then that week before summer school. That's like 4 full weeks I have them.
Yeah, so it basically breaks out to a summer, summer. And then every other weekend. So it's not like you don't spend time with them. But I like how everybody plays like if...
Like, oh, you should want your kids. Just because you don't want your kids don't mean I don't want my kids.
Shit was made this way. On purpose.
Oh.
You can't, yo, hold on. You can't, you cannot work the situation and then bitch and complain about the outcome. This is what you fucking wanted, motherfucker. We didn't want it like this, but you fought for it to be like this, and now you want to complain that you have to do it. Don't complain, you have to do it. You fought for this. I'm just saying, in general, like, he wants to be like, I do everything. Motherfucker, you wanted to do everything.
It was fine for me to do it all for the first 3 years of Lucas, for Logan and Quinn's life, right?
Yeah.
The first 3 years, you didn't... What money did you give me? What money did you give me? You claimed I bought vibrators off of the credit card when I didn't. But yet, you weren't complaining when I was buying vodka from the liquor store. You were seeing that on the receipts. Don't complain about that. But somebody takes my credit card now. But I did it. I did it by myself. So, what you...
Hey, what's he... Why is he even complaining? He ain't got to deal with them. Well, he's got to hear them. That's probably why he's complaining. But... You ain't paying for them? I got it. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the... The fuck, man? They're my boys. I got them. Somebody's got to fucking look out for them, man. I can't do everything. I try to do the important things. The things that I think are important that maybe get overlooked.
Theory.
Yeah.
Theory is he got out that night that we left.
You think
that
so?
We were there.
You think so?
Yeah. But I don't think he told anybody.
Yeah. But since when do jails process on weekends?
Jen said that it sounded like his mama was recording her.
Bro. First of all, she's fucking stupid. You lie. You lie. You know,
well,
motherfucker.
Jen's been lying to her, so Jen's like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking tell you the truth. Like, this is what's really going on.
I don't believe she did that. I really don't. She's not going to go and tell his mama your fucking son is using me as a punching bag.
Well, do you think he needs to go to the pest unit?
Yeah, motherfucker, he does.
Jen said, yeah, but I can't talk about it anymore because I was standing there.
Bro, that motherfucker needs help, son.
Well, that's what she was like. Like, he needs fucking...
That guy is shot.
Yeah.
Shot the fuck out, bro. Mm-hmm. You need mental fucking help. So take it from somebody who was medicated. You need it, motherfucker. This is the pot calling the kettle black. Yes, it is. For once, I will call you black, motherfucker.
You're fucking ridiculous. Now, this will be on auto.
Okay.
Now,
how do,
when it's this,
uh-huh.
You go... It goes high 3, high 2.
Now you know.
And that this will stay on the whole time.
Now you know we're going to have to hide this until the baby goes to sleep. Because he's going to be pressing buttons like a fucking DJ in here. You know that. This thing will be broken in 2 seconds.
No, I'm going to act like it's been there the whole time.
Yeah, all right, good luck.
Because you don't fuck with that.
Yeah, but this is new.
Now, this sucks because that one blew 360.
This one goes one way.
This one goes one way. Ugh.
That sucks. Whatever.
I didn't know Jax was taking a shit in Mom's bathroom. I was like, I'm tired of fight. Like, he keeps it on lock. Like, the heat on low. I'm not going to fight with somebody over the fucking heat. Just like I'm not going to fight with Layla over the fucking heat. The heat don't work in her room.
But she fuck with it anyway.
Yeah.
Why? Why? She's not yet like a lizard, man. Like, but
she's got her heater going and the AC unit going.
Bro, she's a maniac. Pick a temperature, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm trying to freeze out the fleas. But half your room is warm, so they're going to the fucking half your room that's warm.
Bro, suffer or don't. Pick a fucking... You can't drive in both lanes, man. You're hot or you're cold. It's not going to work. The only way that works is heated seats in the winter. That's the only time that works. And you got to be fucking fancy to have that shit. I got fancy friends. They got heated seats, motherfucker. You don't know.
Jax's got heated seats in the truck.
See?
Not in the cold boat, though.
But we...
The cold boat, you got to roll the window down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an old...
No. That's a new... It's the cheapest version of whatever year the cold boat is. That's the stand... Like, nothing upgraded.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bare bows.
Yeah. I don't even think he has a center console.
Overrated. What do you need it for?
I like that cold bowl. It's got the speed of the Pontiac.
That's the white one?
Yeah.
Reminds me of a...
The one that we used to drive, Jen used to drive.
Reminds me of a Dodge Neon.
The only sucky part is the fucking stroller don't fit in the trunk.
Because it's too small.
Yeah.
That trunk is too small. You can't even fit a body in there. You can't sell that car in New Jersey. You shouldn't be allowed to. It's got
to... You have to get it like an umbrella stroller.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Umbrella strollers suck.
Yeah. Strollers are fucking insane. My cousin spent $400 on a fucking stroller wheel. On the wheel, motherfucker. Oh, the wheel by itself. Just the wheel.
Renee?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's a double stroller.
I said, bro, for a fucking wheel? She said, yeah, man, shit's expensive. I said, bro, that's... Bro.
Logan, all right, Quinn's pumpkin chair.
Yeah.
It's pumpkin chair. And that stroller. I got that for a fucking steal. It was originally $400. I got it for $100. The one that I wanted, the pumpkin chair I wanted, folded into it.
Yeah.
So then you just fold it out and then you just push it along.
That's expensive money right there.
That was $400.
Of course it is. That's as soon as you said
I ordered it twice and it didn't come, so I ended up getting that.
That what you said
fold. Yeah, but I could have resold that pumpkin chair for like $350.
Easy, yeah. Easy.
Because used it's come for $350.
Fuck.
You know, all the Jewish people use those.
They don't fuck around, man. They got top of the line everything. What they
now
need...
Do you know now what they make for car seats? They rotate, so you're not hitting the kid's head on the top of the fucking...
It was about time, man. My brain damage says thank you, right? My dead brain cells appreciate your efforts.
Lila's fucking head was always banged on the fucking thing. She always had fucking bruises.
Ugh. We're the CTE, man. We don't need to play football. They stick us in the car. Fuck, dude. Between getting put in the car in high school.
But then they didn't use half the time. After the car seat, you didn't use a booster seat.
Yeah.
Booster seat what?
Yeah.
At 5 years old, you're sitting in the back seat.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah.
Could you imagine sitting Quinn, buckling him in now?
No.
At 5.
No. He's too small. He's too small still.
He's unbuckling himself and all over the fucking car.
Yeah, he's too small still. You gotta strap that kid in. Like, you need 8 straps for that motherfucker, dude. Like, you need to strap him in like you're gonna go into the air.
Should I follow her back? No. Then we can snoop.
Yeah, I'm about what though?
Look at how many weekends she goes out and parties. But
I mean, if you want, I don't have any interest in whatever they got going on over there. If you wanna make snap judgments off of my Instagram.
Yeah, off of social media.
Yeah.
My social media is like, or it's not like I'm still crazy, like because of, they think, oh, I'm too wild for them. Like,
I mean, your social media is, I would say, risque.
It's entertainment.
It's risque. Like, I'll put it to you like this. If I would block your channel from my kid's phone, I'll put it to you like that. How about that? I would, but I'm conservative like that, bro. Like, you don't need to be all into cleavage, man. That's not for you. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're a dangerous one. You a divorce follow. That's who you are. Stop it. Yeah, you're causing all types of waves. No, but you go back and forth. You're like X-rated sometimes. Well, not X-rated even. You're like fucking, you push the R-rated. You be pushing the R-rated sometimes. Sometimes. But then now you're not all in the lingerie, all on the fucking deal.
No, now I'm sitting here with, you know, just a robe on.
Yeah, but see, that's what happened. They're wild when she, that's how you know she got me, right? Because she toned it down. She's like, all right, my trap has been set. I caught this motherfucker. I can tone it down now. Now I go back to normal.
And plus, it's not summer anymore.
Yeah.
Got to put clothes on during the winter.
Yeah, well, there it is. You heard it here first. See you in the spring, she said.
I'll see you once more.
That means I gotta do something here, man. I gotta get into some kind of shape. Some kind. Cause, you know.
You gonna let me walk around like that?
Ah, yeah, right, dude. That shit, no fucking way. Never.
Oh, could you imagine if I came to the apartment like that?
Bro.
For you? When you lived
it? Oh my god.
The talk of the town.
I'd have died in the parking lot, man. What are you wearing? Barely anything. Get the fuck in the house. Come on. Now, what are you doing?
The dress I wore that one time. Oh, my God. You were like, get your ass upstairs right now.
Oof.
That was when fucking, whatchamacallit, remember? Jen fucking picked a fight with me. She was like, I'm leaving. Go ahead. I'm still coming, though.
Oh, yeah. That was what she was trying to get you not to come. She was like, all right, well, if I start an argument, then you're not going to come down here.
And then you were like, you called me up, you're like, so, if she's leaving, yo, you're still going to come hang out with me, right? I'm like, yeah, fuck her. Remember, I did that video in the parking lot because she didn't believe me that I was coming. Then she came back, and he was mad that she came back.
Whatever, dude.
Don't tell me I won't do something. She won't show the fuck up here for you. Yes, I have.
We had a good time, yeah. I dare to say.
Hey, oh, wait a minute. You're not. Look who. Wait a minute.
I couldn't fucking. Man, I'm so mad that I lost that. I had that moment real time recorded live. And Anchor Force closed on me. Spotify! Get it together, man. That was rough.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe that shit. I said, well, look who's walking through the... Oh.
Wait a minute.
That's not who I thought it was. She done transformed. She ain't a white devil anymore. She a Puerto Rican girl now. Uh-oh.
Puerto Rican devil has a...
Tell me how Tati thought that the devil was a white devil. She said, you a white girl, right? She said, what?
What? And Jen turns around and goes, no. She's, what did she say, Mexican?
Yeah, she's Mexican.
I said, girl, you better fucking change. You, your eyes were like, you might jump this bitch.
Yeah.
She said it just for my reaction. She knew that. But your face was priceless.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. I made too many jokes. You can't do that because she gets mad, 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 bro.
Go ahead. There's a couple of episodes where I get mad. Isn't there one where I smack you upside the head?
I think so, probably.
I came at you. Something. Oh, Mom threw away his chair. His chair's still on. Bet you I was the last person to fuck him.
I think so. I think so. You're welcome. You're welcome. You had that chair. Bro, let me tell you something. I did not think of all the things that I was going to feel when I walked into that fucking place to get my shit. I did not think the one thing I was going to feel was indifferent, which is what it was. Like, I walked in there, and I looked around.
It was like fresh litter. Like, she just put litter. Like, she knew you were going to be coming.
Shut up. You know it already, dude. You know it already. See, everything's good over here. Everything's good over here. I don't believe you. Right? I walk in. I look around.
I saw you take a look at that fucking...
That was the first thing I did when I walked in the door. The first thing I did was looked at that litter box. That's the only thing.
It needs to be washed out, though.
Yeah, it does. That's why I was eyeballing it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not touching it.
It hasn't been washed out in 2 years.
So I walk around. I walk in, look at the litter box. I'm like, oh, all right. That's all right. Right? I look up. Immediately, shit's hanging up on the wall. It's like, you know, little signs from the fucking, you know, grateful, blessed is this home and all that shit. I'm like, where the fuck am I at? Right? I'm looking around.
Can you teleport to Robbins?
Walk into the kitchen. And the first thing I notice is, I don't know why, but everything. Why does it seem like everything is built like smaller than it should be? The apartment feels miniature.
Because you've been here this whole time.
I think, right? Because it's so, everything is so tiny. I'm like, dude, the counters are not even up to my hip almost. Like,
you groaned.
Yeah, it feels like I did.
What about when Spencer walked through the door? How short did you feel?
Oh my God. I'm short now. He ain't even done growing yet. This fucking kid is towers over me now. It's embarrassing. Fucking
up to his shoulders now.
Yeah, now I'm up to his shoulders. Last year, he was up to my chin. Now I'm up to his shoulder. What the fuck is that? And I'm not growing no more. I'm done. That's it for me. I need heels now. Like,
you gotta get those things for your shoes.
Yeah, I need platforms, George Santos. I need platforms. Whoever it was. DeSantis, that's who it was. I get confused.
She said that was the best idea I ever had.
What? The platforms?
Yeah, in your shoe.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
She goes, I go, then you...
See, if it evens me out.
That 1 foot won't drag as much, so then you'll save the meat on your shoe when you're walking.
It's going to feel really weird, man,
yeah,
if it works.
Like, you know how you have to break in your shoes?
I'm going to have to learn how to walk again. That's wild. Like, real, like I'll almost walk like a regular person. That's going to be crazy. That's going to feel weird.
You're going to be 5'7", then.
Yeah. I'll be taller now? Shut up. All right. I mean, I'll still be short. But, you know how I know I'm short? But I'm like, what, 5'6", right? I'm watching the NFL yesterday, and the fucking, one of the dudes from the Cowboys or the Dolphins jumped up and grabbed the pass, and they're like, he's not even a tall guy, he's only 5'10". I'm like, if he's short at 5'10", I'm a fucking little person. We're out to see the wizard. Terrible.
Did you notice how Dylan had his TV?
Wait a minute.
At the house yesterday.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It was...
Expand on that.
All right, say this is the TV.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't straight like this. It was like this.
Oh, yeah. It was tilted a little bit.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, usually you gotta tilt it downwards, not up tilted towards the ceiling. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh my god. She's gonna murder. Look at the fucking look she's giving him. He's trying to speak Spanish.
She's gonna kill that man.
Yo, these two are fucking hilarious. I hate it. They look our age, but they're not our age.
Ugh.
They're 21. They're babies.
Wow.
Right? She don't look 21, right? She looks like she's in her 30s.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I thought maybe, like, they were, like, you know, mid-20s, you know, early 30s, maybe. No. Fucking ridiculous. Wow, Mike, you're almost fucking 2 more years and he's gonna be 10 years sober. Damn.
You seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah. This one is Robert Downey Jr., he is in it, this one. And Val Kilmer, the guy that played in The Doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cop movie. I've never seen it, but I want to see it. It looks like it would be good. Supposedly, this is what, you know, helped land him his role for Iron Man.
Who?
Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.? Yeah.
Yeah, this role that he did helped him get that. Because the only thing he did before this was Gothica. You remember that shit? I remember Gothica. That was a fucked up movie.
Yeah, wasn't it a horror movie?
Yeah, it was a horror movie with that lady that played Catwoman. I don't remember her fucking name. I think it's the same woman.
Hold on.
I could be racist. I don't know. Yeah, look up Gothica real quick. Had the bald black dude in it. I don't remember his name.
I remember hearing about the movie. But...
that movie was fucking nuts, bro. It was like a psychological thriller. The husband...
Gothica.
The husband is like, yo, my wife is a fucking nut.
But, oh, yeah, Holly Berry's in it.
Yes, there, so I'm not racist. It is Catwoman. Yeah, see? Got it.
Yeah, but you say Catwoman, I don't think of Holly Berry. I think of fucking...
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah. Yeah. Holly Berry's in it. Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his name.
There's one thing.
The black guy.
Yeah, what's your fucking name, dude? Charles Dutton. Yo, that sounds like a fucking Yellowstone name, dude. Yeah. John Lynch. That's the guy that's in a bunch of shit. You know that dude? He was in in The Walking Dead. He was in Lie to Me. In Lie to Me, he played a girl's father.
Here's all the movies he was in. He was in Zodiac too.
Oh shit!
I remember him in Zodiac.
I don't know what he was doing in The Founders. That was the McDonald's documentary. Fargo in '96. I love that movie. It's not personal, bud. You know, I love that shit. We got ways of making you pronounce the letter O. Gothica was 2003. Holy shit.
So it's 20 years old?
Yeah. My God. I'm talking about this movie like it came out yesterday. Nobody probably knows the fuck I'm talking about. Lord have mercy. Bro, Shutter Island, that movie was fucking dope.
Oh, that's with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah. Apparently, I'm related to the dude that wrote that somehow, or whatever. I don't fucking know, bro. Some famous
guy. I won't watch it. That's too scary for me.
Oh, I love that shit. Love that shit. We got invited to his wedding out in fucking California or some shit. Like, bro, I don't know you, guy. I've never seen you at a thing ever. Never met. I'm not going all the way out to California just because you want to fucking flex, dude. Fuck you.
You might lose your wife out there.
Hey, man. That's somebody's baby mama you could be talking about right now. That ain't my wife. That ain't my wife. The only baby mama I fucking sitting right here.
Oh my God, she died. She's like, I'm not naming it Kevin Brad the Third. I said, no. His nickname's gonna be Cletus. She fucking died. Died. She goes, alright, we won't tell anybody what his real name is. We'll just say it's Cletus. Yes, we'll burn everybody. Yes.
Volcano he was in.
Yeah. He was fucking his wife in the fucking No. Was he the reporter?
Face Off? I don't remember, but I know he was in that. Face Off, I don't remember him, and I gotta watch that again. I was just telling Spencer about that movie the other day.
Wasn't he in The Day After Tomorrow? I think he was in that.
Maybe. Casino he's in?
Yeah.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
Looking for other shit that we know. Oh, that's it. Alright, so Casino... Twilight, Gone in 60 Seconds.
He was in Twilight?
Yeah, apparently. And these are just the big ones that we know about. There's a bunch of shit in between all this I've never seen.
I might have.
Rising Mercury, or Mercury Rising, I don't know that one, but Bruce Willis is in that.
Mm. He's on the, to check that one out.
Yeah, he's on the cover there. And I don't know who that lady is, but I think I've seen her around too.
Alec Baldwin's in that. Oh shit, Madison's in it.
Oh shit, good for her.
I haven't seen her in it.
So it'd be good to. We gotta watch that now and see what her acting skills are like.
What the fuck? What else has she played in?
I don't know, it's a good question. Let's look and see.
Let's see. The Good Nurse?
I don't know. Never that one.
The In-Between. Land. Deadwood. The movie.
I've heard of that. That was a big show.
It's a Western?
Yeah, it's a Western show. It's very big.
I
didn't watch it, though. That's not my bag.
The Highwayman?
I didn't pack that, sir. Yeah, I don't
Lizzie.
Know.
Lizzie?
Nope.
That one weird one. Yeah. For
Miss Peregrine's Home.
For the weird and unexplained or something like that.
I can't even read the whole title. It cuts it off.
Yeah, for the.
For the Peculiar Children.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've never heard of that in my life. You know that one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. This is it.
This is a trailer.
Why are we the only birds heading this way?
Migration is the most fun you'll have this holiday season.
It's sad. I actually want to see this.
You want to see this with the boys.
I do.
See, you're thinking of, like, now you can go, now you got a reason, now you got an excuse to go see all these stupid little movies that you're like, oh, man, I like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the, to be fair, like, this is the first one that I'm like, all right, dude.
He's in the step-parent error. Wow.
I'm going to tell, like, wow. Shut up.
He sees it and he's like, oh. I was like, you go take the voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shut up. That's it, Tim Burton? No. All right, let's see.
He might have done it.
Come with me if you want to live. Oh shit, it is Tim Burton. Oh, it's Sonic the Hedgehog technology we're using? Breathing in bubbles? Okay. We're living in the Titanic wreckage. This the live action Little Mermaid this is? What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Kind of torn because I'm like, dude, this
it's kind of like on the cusp of like, not the Harry Potter, the Elden ones,
yeah,
the Ferocious Beast ones,
yeah,
or see, the Fantastic Beasts, or however the fuck you say,
is it, yeah, like it's kind of like, yeah, I'm like, I'm curious enough, like, I respect Tim Burton enough to watch it, to be fair, that's why I will watch it because I'm like, this dude always does cool shit.
Yeah, but
somehow.
You know, like, you might not like the trailer, but you might like the movie.
Yeah.
You might like the movie.
Because I like the Frankenweenie. I like the Corpse Bride one. That was good. Nightmare Before Christmas.
You
killed
like
it.
Alice in the live action Alice in Wonderland.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. And, what's the other? Beetlejuice. He did also fucking, he did a lot. Come on, bro. The guy deserves, you gotta give him a shot. Dude, that's crazy that she gotta lift her hair up and feed that fucking katana mouth in the back of her head like Mortal Kombat. Or no, what was, oh, that's not the one. Who was the girl that would suck you up and spit your bones out? Fuck, it was one of the girls. It was one of the girls. I think she wore purple or pink. I don't remember which one.
I think it was like a pinkish reddish.
Yeah. I don't remember your fucking name. She was a bad bitch.
I don't remember.
Oh, damn.
She's not the one with the sharp teeth.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She's looking like remember. Looking like a half a Baraka and shit. Because our abilities don't fit in the outside world. When we live in places like this. Okay. Oh shit. Yo, that thing looked like a fucking monster at a Silent Hill. That's fucking wild. Yo, I'm definitely going to watch it now. I think maybe he dressed the trailer up to get us guys to be able to bring our girlfriends to see us and we'll yell at us, right? That's what it was. Like, maybe it's really an action movie, but, you know, they put enough of that, you know, a romantic fucking, adventure kind of shit.
Shut your lying mouth up. Mm. Her, Madison, her first film debut was in 95's comedy film Pickaville or what? Oh.
Polkaville? What the fuck is that?
I never even
heard. You gotta look that up now. I cannot imagine it's anything good. It's gotta be terrible. Ugh. That was delayed. Oof. Damn. Fuck. What? I gotta get a drink, man. The cottonmouth is killing me. I'm just deciding if I want to get coffee or not. I don't know. I don't really think I need it. I think that pucker up did just fine. I think I'm alright, man. I'm good. But I don't think anything's open. Right? Everything's closed. It's a fucking holiday, man. I think I'm beat. What if I'm not? And I'm just sitting here thinking I am. And there really is, the store is open for like 5 hours. And I'm missing it right now. That could be possible. Fuck, dude. Now the question becomes, here are our choices. I can get up and go and see. The worst case scenario is the place is closed. I'm going to look like a dope, right? But there's an odd chance that maybe they're open. Oh, man.
I'm so high, I forgot how to do this. I don't know why, for some reason, why I kept thinking one of these was to fucking the TV at the apartment. I don't want to put this up. Could you imagine? Yep. We're going to put this on the TV in the apartment.
It won't work. You're too far away.
Well, my fucking brain, I'm fucking doing the YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is the...
That guy with the glasses, I know him from other shit. Ridiculous. That, like,
you're a blessing, Mr. Clay. This place was crammed. These are movies that are coming out.
He's a beekeeper now?
I don't know. I wanted to see this trailer, though.
She
was like family. She was the only
person that took care of her. They killed her. Oh, shit.
This is private property.
Do you know what they do here? Scamming the weakest in our society.
What are you on camera three?
One, two, right.
Come on, bro. I'm fucking in all day. I love this motherfucker, dude. I don't care what it's about. Somebody could have whacked his imaginary friend. I'm fucking in, dude. Oh, shit. Die Hard 3. Simon Says.
A beekeeper.
Beekeepers is a special program outside the chain of command.
I protect the hive. When the system is out of balance, I correct it.
We have laws for these things.
Until they fail, then you have me.
Oh, shit. Shut up! He's gonna walk in front of a whole SWAT team and just take on everybody?
Yep. We have to kill him before he kills his way to the top.
Honey?
Bro. That is outrageous. I'm 100% in. What is this nonsense now? Like, this is what we're doing, bro. Who is that? Who is that? Why I know
Stop.
You?
Stop! Omar!
Oh my god, I can't think of his fucking name, dude. I know you, guy.
Oh, he played Flag, Suicide Squad.
Okay, that's
where. He played
where,
the army guy.
Yeah, that's where. Okay. Couldn't think of it, dude. So we're doing revenge this year.
Revenge in cars.
Dude, this is like, this is John Wick and Fast and the Furious in one movie, this yeah. is. Want that? Look at it. Come on, bro. It's the same.
All right, let's see it. That's what What's-His-Face's windshield looked like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Who'd you piss off, baby? That's not even your car.
Ooh.
Right? That's his.
Yep.
From John Wick, yep.
John Woo.
Oh, John Woo?
Yeah, this guy, that guy. But yeah, he's done films like this always. There, oh, you know, I see that too. So far, that's three.
I ain't anymore.
Oh, this the fucking dude that played Frankenstein. Nah, I'm out. I'm out already.
Just take it.
I want it. It's the type of money that could change somebody's life.
Son of a gun! The butcher! And him right here in front of me after all these years.
You still fight?
I am.
The lady at the store said you were a fighter, that right?
Multiple times.
Why do you have to fight tonight?
Long story. You ain't no good to me dead, but you gon' give me a fight. You in a big hole. Got bigger when you saw that dance around Big Mama's feet.
You can't fight.
It's done.
You don't gotta do this.
It's gonna be alright.
There is this great big world out there. Sometimes it spins against you.
Oh, I heard chest.
Sometimes it spins you right into what you need.
I can't tell you what you want to hear.
That guy will kill you, but I'm not leaving you.
To be hell, but hell has caught up.
Yeah!
I've seen this already. You know, Jean-Claude Van Damme did this already. It's called Bloodsport. It's been covered.
No.
What?
Of course. Who doesn't?
I thought we were done with this motherfucker.
But this about his daughter now?
And you.
Just what is the intent here, Mr. President? You got women throwing themselves at you. Why my daughter?
Well, sir, I happen to be very fond of your daughter.
Bro, she's 14, son.
Ugh.
Are we not going to touch up on that?
That's the guy who played in fucking Euphoria. The fucking crazy boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
You mean you don't know if you like him?
He's good.
He's not like you imagine. You know, there's a lot of rumors about you.
Was there something you're hiding?
Oh, there was gotta be a thing to hide. I need a woman who understands that things like this might happen. Are you gonna be here or not?
Nope.
I want to lie for my own.
I ain't about to watch the pedophile version of this fucking movie, bro. This casino. That looks like Casino. If De Niro was married to a 14-year-old girl, fuck that shit.
Hello, Joe.
Where am I?
Let's discuss your new job.
What job?
The
wife. She's pregnant. Please let me come.
Hulu? But he's a comedian, this guy.
What is this place?
You're still asking questions. Walk through the door.
Prepare your mind for a transformative experience by Mallard.
Yo, now ducks are in style? Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
I started it first, kiss my grits, bitches. They're all dead.
You guys hear that?
You did too?
Oh, hell no. It's in their heads.
Lena? No!
Network functions have been disabled.
What is going on?
Frequencies beyond our range of hearing. Cause throbs in the neural pathways.
What's ever happening?
Ugh. I'm out. I don't want to see this either.
I
don't want
to see it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What the hell was that?
Oh, you did! Oh, you did!
For what?
It's got like a Walking Dead kind of alien feel to it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Black noise. Ugh. Ugh.
What?
Bro.
What did he say?
I don't know.
We see the entirety of everything that's around us in the world.
We rely
on our senses.
Now we're going creepy places.
Oh, what is this?
But can we say with certainty that there isn't more to the world than what we perceive?
What the fuck?
Someone tell me what you're working on.
I'm out.
No. If I tell you, you two will think I'm crazy. You know the pond is artificial. It was made by people so they could go fishing. And there's some theory about a crazy fish. There are symbols everywhere. In the woods, in the pond, even in my home.
Alright, acid trip, motherfucker. Stop taking acid.
What the? Ew, yo, it's moving in his spine! Fuck that! No way! Alright, I got it. Can we pause this or no? I know what's happening. So, just from the trailer, by piecing together, there's a fish that if you eat it, you fucking hallucinate, and this guy is tripping balls and writing a story about it. I think that's what's happening. If I had to guess, that's the trailer that we just watched. I'm fucking out, bro. Something was moving around in that man's spine. I'm not about it. I'm not about that life, bro. No, thank you. What is this? The pond? No, bro.
The freaky folk hero remains at large. Sir, what did you see last night?
I heard gunshots, saw blood. The handsome fella had his arm tore off like wet bread. The creature run off into the night.
You like a fucking hot dog.
What?
That was very shocking. Motherfucker.
Can we put that up? Anyone that may have encountered the stranger. Breaking news. A group of armed extremists, the nasty lads, they've taken hostages in a missing lunchatorium downtown.
Let's go live.
Wait, all the nasty lads!
Who the fuck are you?
Holy shit. Toxic Avenger? For real? Don't play with my heart, man.
The Toxic Avenger.
Shut the fuck up! Bro, I gotta see that. That was my guy when I was a kid. Oh, I love that motherfucker, dude. Ah, Kill Bill.
She just snorted something.
I like her. Oh, shit. Yeah. So this is about that phony art bullshit, and I think they're using drugs to
I love her.
Funnel the money.
I love her.
Yeah.
This fucking, what's his face?
Ah, yeah, I know that dude. I seen him in the thing. Yeah.
Did she just say best internship ever?
Yeah. The kill room? Bro, that shit looks wild.
Show?
I forgot you're into all this shit, right? You love this shit. I don't like it. Well, this again, we're part of the way.
I like the error.
Yeah.
The error is what I like.
Oh, shit. Nicolas Cage is in it. I don't know. Maybe. I did it for Tarantino.
Did for Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And that was good.
I suppose I'd give it a shot.